WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. Set your dial. Put a little thing at AM 1570 on your radio. I don't say that often enough. The owner told me to say that. That's the good angel on this side. The guy that pokes me on the other side, the devil in the relationship of making sure, because the devil's in the details. This guy joins us now. He is our chief digital officer, the CDO. Most people don't know what that is, but he's enlightened me. He is at Web Connection. Last time he was on here was educating me about ChatGPTs. He does webinars that I slept through, that he sent me a link to, that can make you smarter, that I want to be, say, hey, Siri, fix my calendar and have things work. My Siri just opened up. Damn it.
Yep, that's how it goes. My watch, sometimes I'm in meetings with clients and I don't even ask it, and it just starts interrupting in the middle.
It just did it. It interrupted my thing. I'll never say that the S word again. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and guys like Mike Rosenfeld, who keep my website running, keep our business percolating, guys like Leonard Raskin with his crab mallet, and our friends at Window Nation, we're all going to be gathering next week for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at Costas on Wednesday from 2 until 5, and then on Friday, I'm going to be at Fadley's on Friday. Mike, maybe you could come down next Friday to Fadley's. You're cordially invited. But this is a momentous thing because we're opening a new arena. Everybody's going to be downtown opening day on Thursday, and then Bruce is Friday, and then the Eagles are Saturday. You're a part of what I do because of Baltimore Positive, and you know, you like my political campaigning and where I stand on trying to fix the city and stuff. I don't know that we're all going to fly the flag next week in that way, but this is a really beautiful thing for Baltimore next week in a lot of ways. And seeing John Mayer on the calendar, and Anita Baker on the calendar, Janet Jackson on the calendar, Adam Sandler on the calendar, these things that Brian Adams, Joan Jett, all playing the CFG Bank Arena, that I'm going to make the first trip down there, but not the last next week. And I want to kick it off with the Crab Cake Tour that morning to sort of celebrate Lexington Market and all that downtown's trying to become.
Look, any improvement is improvement. And I think we talked in the past about my getting a sneak peek at what the new arena is going to be, forgetting about all the talent they're bringing in, just the physical changes inside and us having a big boy arena in our city, which I feel like we deserve. And they did promise that they would have artists that never would have considered coming to Baltimore and skipping over. And they're delivering, and I'm really, really pleased about that. That's for sure.
You know, for you, this time of year, it's opening day, right? It's March Madness. It's springtime. It's plan a summer vacation. It's work hard. A lot of people work. I mean, I'm working really hard right now. I mean, like, I took a little time in February when the Super Bowl didn't happen and, you know, did the Radio Row thing. And I do that every year. That's when I've gone to Australia and gotten away from the weather. A lot of people do that. But we're starting to focus in on things and on sports. It's amazing to me. I've run a sports company for 31 years, as you're well aware, being a listener for a long time. And sports feels relevant again in a different kind of way. I've been networking again, shaving, although I didn't shave for this segment. I shaved twice last week. Smelled nice. I got my hair cut, the whole deal. And I went out, and everywhere I was, and I guess part of this speaks to me doing this for a living, even though Chad Steele doesn't respect it or understand it, that everywhere I go, people come up to me and want to talk about Lamar Jackson. And look, I could talk to you. I wanted to talk some ChatGPT and some web issues and all of that. But like your kids, you love sports and the occasional mobile wagering and this and baseball starting. And you're in the mindset. Lacrosse people are everywhere in our community. But this Lamar Jackson thing, It goes from the C chair all the way down as to what would I do? What's gone wrong? What is he doing wrong? Well, you and I haven't talked in a month. Where are you on the Lamar Jackson thing?
Oh, where do I start? I have been kind of pondering this for a bit, and I'll start with the thing that I think makes football, from my perspective, and I'm just an average fan. You know, how often do we say, for baseball, look at the division the Orioles are in. But how are we supposed to compete with the spending of the Red Sox and the Yankees and even, you know, the Blue Jays recently, and how baseball's broken and all of that? And football, you know, is the great equalizer, where there's a salary cap, and you know, I'm sure the football players and the union doesn't love it, but if your team operates well, You sh there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to be competitive, unlike baseball. So I kind of start there. And while I don't believe the owners are colluding, I think that they are subconsciously making a stand that what the Haslams did with the Browns is an anomaly, and it's going to screw a lot of these other teams. So my observation, and look, this is no hit at you for what you do for a living, because I respect having to fill content, and having to engage your audience. But I've been watching a lot of people's feelings on TV and on radio about the Lamar situation, and I keep coming back to, no one knows for sure what he's been offered, what he hasn't been offered, what exactly he wants, what he'll accept. So when I hear, and it's interesting, and you tell me if you disagree, if you listen to ex-players that are on these programs, they're all on Lamar's side because they have a bias, and they were players, and the owners are only out for the owners, and the players are only out for the players. I find the journalists to be open to the Ravens' perspective, and you know, Lamar's been hurt, and he wants a guaranteed deal, and only the Browns have given such a crazy deal. So with all that said, I feel a bit bad for Lamar because for whatever reason in his life experience, he does not have the trust to hire an agent. I think it is, if you look at the percentage points that you have to pay to a professional to manage the situation, I strongly believe if it's $5 or $16 million that he'd have to give up, that over his career, an agent would by far get him more than the cost of having the agent and the points there. So I feel like he's a immature, not overly immature. He's 24 years old, so he's as mature as a 20 or 26-year-old should be. I don't know his
Is he?
mom's background.
Is he? I don't think he's normal. I think he's been
Okay.
coddled. I think ha having mama be the agent, and
Well,
I'm past the point of giving him the benefit of the doubt. And I've seen
that,
his tweets, and I can't believe he got a degree at Louisville. I mean,
well,
they gave him a statue at Louisville at a college, and
well,
I've seen I've seen enough. I've seen enough to know that this is not manageable for Steve Bisciotti. It's not manageable for John Harbaugh. Now, whether they manage it and he comes back here and plays football 90 days from now, I've been saying for the last 90 days at full throat that this is a tough situation, and the welcoming him back part and the part where he's going to get paid more than anybody's going to pay him, and that he's going to be the prettiest girl at the ball in the offseason when he hasn't played in the postseason. All the knocks are legitimate, but I think the talk about not having an agent and not trusting people, I mean, come on, man. I'm from Dundalk. I've had trust issues. I had alcoholic parents. You know what I mean? I was adopted. I lost a finger. We all have excuses in life about things that happen that push us on a path. And you know, my
you
wife
can't
would tell you I have trust issues with some people, but at some point you have to trust somebody.
let, let,
You
let
know,
let's
right?
let's yeah, well, this is and I love this stuff. This is just a friendly debate because sometimes I have these discussions, I can argue both sides of it, but if you follow sports and you follow football, Lamar can't be the only person who's had trust issues and have, you know, issues like that. And I guess what I was saying is, for whatever reason, he's made a decision to not have an agent. And you know, I look and my kids and I, you know, look at, you know, lesser talents who have endorsement deals and things like that, and that just can't help him. So I think the point remains that he's made the first bad decision he's made is not having an agent. And if you do the percentages of, even if he got the $250 million deal, and you do the 5%, maybe he'd negotiate. I mean, it's
But he's gotten zero in endorsement money in 5 years.
I'm with you. I'm
That if
arguing
he would have
with
sat with 10 agents 10 years ago and had any level of sophistication at all, that one of this group of people could have been trustworthy enough to put a portfolio in front of him and say, let me show you what I did for Brett Favre, what I did for Warren Moon, what I've done for Colin Kaepernick, what I did for pick anybody, pick any agent you want, but pick somebody that's legal, knows the rules. But more than that, this is where I would be a grown-up to him and say, listen, I just had my house redone last year, right? I had the trust that the plumber did the plumbing. I had the trust that the electrician and the lights that work here, JR, who does everything around here with the tower and makes the radio station work, I just have to trust that he knows what the hell he's doing. And I don't go behind him in every way and say, why is that wire there? Or why is that thing there? I have to trust you with my website, you and Jessica Vallis, and that the internet gods will, instead of goblins, will not eat my website. So we trust every time we get on a blacktop that the other guy's not going to cross the line, right? This is, if he's truly sophisticated about money and wants to be Jay-Z and wants to be a billionaire, all of those guys have financial representatives, and any one of those people would tell him, you don't know enough to do this. You're never going to be a brain surgeon, so hire one. You're never going to be an accountant, so hire one. You're never going to be a car mechanic, so hire one. You're never going to be a chief digital officer, so hire one. So at the end of the day, dude, you're a rich kid now that you're about to get drafted. You can afford it. The reason you can afford it is because 5 years from now, you won't look up on your ledger and show what I tweeted out, which is Josh Allen's made $60 million more than you 5 years later. And that doesn't even include how many Buffalo wing ads he got up in Buffalo and car dealerships that I saw him on. He's on every billboard in the Buffalo airport, literally. He's getting 50 grand from all those places at least, right? He's the Justin Tucker of, and I'm amazed at how unsophisticated all of this has been, but I'm also amazed that he is agenting himself out on Twitter, embarrassing himself. The thing that he did to Harbaugh Monday, Mike, I really don't know how Harbaugh comes back from that. And I was locked out. I have been the guy sitting next to Harbaugh the last 18 years. Before that, Billick for 5 years, right? So I've been going to that event for 20 years. And I've only missed it for the plague and my wife's cancer. I've missed it twice in 20 years. And to see Harbaugh get hijacked like that and not and really embarrass himself in front of the national media by not having the truth. The truth is the kid wants out. He asked out. This is his way of negotiating or his aggressive way of getting out. I think they're done with him in Owings Mills. I think they've been done with him for a long time. That's my opinion. I don't know that to be factual, but I think that.
So let's put the Lamar agent thing aside because we're in agreement. It's a critical error on his part. So let's put that away.
Yeah, if he had an agent, I've played that role with Chad Wiesling, and I mean, we go down that. If he had an agent, he'd be signed, and he'd be on a beach with his girlfriend, and be back practicing, and he'd have $80 million in the bank right now instead of 30.
And if he had an agent, I believe he would be with the Ravens.
Oh,
If
no question,
he had,
no doubt. But you know what? If he had an agent at the beginning, he wouldn't have been with the Ravens because he would have been drafted higher. So how about that? I believe that in my soul.
So let's now look at the Ravens side of this. I hear no MV on the on, I hear people say no player after their MVP season, which was a second year. So that's not typical to give an extension after the second year, maybe after the third year. It's the Ravens' fault because they didn't sign him and lock him up then. And in fairness, to that argument, after his third year was before Deshaun got his craziness deal. But we don't know what the Ravens offered him then. And Lamar was representing himself and may have had unrealistic expectations. My opinion is, look, maybe it's because I'm a business owner. I'm on the side of the owners only because I don't want football to become the NBA or MLB, where the wealthiest of the wealthy are the team owners, are the teams that typically are going to put themselves in a position to win. I also don't know, and you can help me here. You follow this better than I do. Tell me the last team that had a quarterback that had 25% or whatever percent of the salary cap that was able to win a Super Bowl with the remaining money they have to try to fill the rest of the
Well, I
roster.
mean, I'll give you Tom Brady. Okay, let's start with Tom Brady, who's won all these Super Bowls, and you'd say, well, how do they do that with him at the cap number? First off, the Patriots lie and cheat. So there's no question in my mind that Bob Kraft couldn't give $5 million to Gillette that does a $5 million endorsement deal with Tom Brady, and that I think there was probably hokey pokey there. I think they're serial cheaters, serial liars. I think there are true integrity issues there, and I think they found ways to circumvent it. But on the record, Tom Brady would give money back every year, and his agent would give money back so that his linemen could get paid, so he could be protected, so they could bring Randy Moss in, so they could keep Teddy Bruschi around, so they could hire Chad Brown to come in and play linebacker late in seasons, and that they could keep all of their star players around. And they don't have a lot of Hall of Famers for having won so many championships, right? They have a lot of Hall of really good players. Logan Mankins, they had good players. They had Joe Andrews. They had guys they had for years that they could pay those guys that they don't disappear. And part of that was giving money back to take money to stick around. And Tom Brady, essentially, I know he went to Tampa, blah, blah. He might still play in Miami for 5 more years, but he was there a lifetime. Because he and his people and the Patriots figured it out. And I don't know that they did it legally. I mean, I really don't. I think they're cheaters. I think they found some way to, give Tom a little bit more, a little juice, something, 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 a private plane, something, something, something. I remember when Ozzie got bagged. You want a fun story? You want a Uncle Nestor story? 2001 Super Bowl, the salary cap was kind of a new thing at that time, 22 years ago. And when the Ravens won in Oakland, David Modell and the Modell family gave every player like a bag. And in the bag was a video camera, all the, it was a thank you for getting our family to the Super Bowl bag. And it was gifts. And, it was a couple grand. It wasn't 50 grand because they had Super Bowl shares coming. They win the Super Bowl, they all got $28,000 a guy or whatever, right, for winning the Super Bowl. But this bag was worth 5 grand or whatever at the time, right? Ozzie got bagged on the salary cap because the guys were showing off that the team gave them something. So Ozzie had to count that against the salary cap then. That's how punitive that system was at the time, right? To say we're not going around the salary cap. But this is where Lamar and the quarterback, when you said, I wonder the last time, and I gave you Tom Brady. This is one of the problems with Lamar. If you give him all of this money and you call back next year and say, we need cap, does he even have anybody to handle that business? And do you really want to go to him to handle it when he's not sophisticated enough to have an agent to even handle it? Because he shouldn't be handling it. And everybody knows that now. And that's, if there's one thing the Ravens fans have learned, this is not a good way for a superstar quarterback to conduct his business.
The problem I have, the problem, Lamar will say that anyone who knows me knows that I go, 100%, I want to win a Super Bowl. But on the same token, I believe last year, when he didn't come back to play, was a decision that he made without the benefit of an agent who said, look, your negotiations aren't going really well with the Ravens. Teams are going to judge you and will always judge you about how often you are on the
You
field.
didn't show up in Cincinnati to fly a towel, and you had no intention of playing the following week in Buffalo.
And that decision, Arthur Blank just said yesterday, is on his mind. And of course, Lamar claps back today, which he's getting
Clap
criticized.
back all you want. I'm the billionaire.
That's
You
right.
know, you're not
That's
getting
right.
my money. I
That's right.
don't want you to be the face of my franchise. And the Deshaun Watson thing, shame on Jimmy Haslam. I mean, just on a on every level, shame on him. But that now has become the bar, and this awful human has become the bar. And I don't think Lamar is an awful human at all.
No, neither do I. And I don't
I
want to
just
come
think
across.
I just
I
think
don't want to come
Lamar
across.
is a man child and has been afforded that opportunity and now has $30 million and doesn't need to listen to anybody. He's been right all along because he's got $30 million and nobody
That's
ever
right.
told me he was even going to be a quarterback. You thought I was a running back, dude. He's still stuck on all of that, right? And it's the pounding of the
Except I'm
ground that we saw and all of that. Just all of it, to me, has said to me that I'm shocked that John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta and Steve Bisciotti really, really believe that he can come back and win a title for them at any cost, at any price.
Right. Well, I was going to say, except for you, when you said running back, except for the one team that traded up to get him in the first round, which is our team. And, you know, you only have certain windows. I'm saddened to hear that Calais Campbell is likely going to sign today with the Falcons. I mean,
wanted to win, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yes.
No, it's a crappy division, but I mean, I thought he wanted to win a Super Bowl. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so
you want to win a Super Bowl, sign somewhere where they have a quarterback.
Well, if you want to win a Super Bowl, you play injured. Brock Purdy had no arm, you know, in the playoffs. They had no other choice, and he stayed out there on the field and handed the ball off and tried to pass. I mean, you do what you got to do, and then you get the surgery. I mean,
Lamar, let me ask you, young man, if you're my franchise quarterback and you've got $140 million of my money in the bank 2 years from now and your knee hurts and it is what it is, are you playing or am I sending Tyler Huntley out there? And more than that, are you going to get on the plane and show up in Cincinnati and be a part
of
that? Or or are you going to 3 months later claim that the swelling went up and that you were hoping to play in Buffalo when there was never any hint of anything like peace from anything the last month of that season? And they're all just, and I went through this with our mutual friend, Bill Cole, that they're all just BSing. You know what I mean? Right. Like that Harbaugh press conference this week, it just feels like a den of liars. It feels like it feels like there's very little integrity on both sides of what's going on here in a lot of ways. And the fans and the media are left asking these questions with false answers, right? Answers that are made you look that way. Everything Lamar Jackson has put out on Twitter has been in his own benefit. But this thing with Harbaugh on Monday, the hijacking the press conference with the trade demand, I don't know how he's going to come back from that. I really don't.
So let's take it to the next step, okay? Because obviously you had a conversation with our mutual friend Bill Cole, and I know a lot of it was about, based on what you've told me about Harbaugh and how he responded in real time to being kind of caught off guard by a timed tweet. But who other than the Ravens are going to sign Lamar? Lamar, if we agree that Lamar has not done himself service, and I want to say this again, I'm not crapping on him as a human being. I'm crapping on his business decision not to have an expert guide him. That's all I'm doing. But because he's made a decision to represent himself and go down this path, the not playing the last five games is on the record. His not flying with the team is on the record. His demand of expecting to be paid a salary that no one else expects to pay him is on the record. So I don't see, and we're seeing this in real time, who is everyone that's out there. So the when they say who's the best fit for Lamar, is it the Colts? Is it the Falcons? I still think it's the Ravens if they can forgive each other, because they know who he is better than anyone else. And I don't think anyone else is going to give him the money that he wants. So what are his options? Are his options, because I don't think he's getting dealt. I really don't. I think his options are to play on the tag or to sit out. And if he plays on the tag and does what a lot of people say, which is, oh, I sprained my ankle, I'm going to miss 7 days. Is that really going to help Lamar to add to the five games he missed last year and the five games he missed the year before and not going? That's not going to help him. His only shot is to either come to an understanding that he's not going to get from anyone what he's looking for, or to sign and play, or to sit out. Those are the only options. And I see all of them pointing mostly to Baltimore more than anyone. So
he doesn't show up for camp. He doesn't show up in the summer. He fights. Why do the Ravens want that? Why do the Ravens want the uncertainty of this and having a bad ending? Why do they want the Antonio Brown ending?
I think if it were me, knowing a fraction of what everyone else knows, I would be looking, and I understand why they did the fully guaranteed 3-year deal that's been leaked out there, which is we have a window, we'll pay you for your prime, we'll give you 100% guarantee so you can look in the mirror and say, look, I got a
Why
hundred.
do we have to pay you for your legacy? You've won one playoff game. Well, why do I have to pay you for being an old guy who at 30 may or may not be able to do this at $50 million? Why? Nobody's going to do that. No, look around. Nobody's taking the lifetime deal with you, right? You
Well,
haven't
I
played in
said,
December in 2 years, 3 years.
let me ask you a question. I said 3-year deal. He has only won one playoff game, and I know his playoff numbers are abysmal. But do you not believe that he has the potential in the playoffs to go for a run, on a
Would
run?
I bet $50 million right now? I wouldn't bet. I wouldn't play rotisserie football and draft him thinking I'm going to beat Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, Lawrence in that order or any in those orders. He's the sixth best quarterback in that pack that I just mentioned. And the reason for that, he hadn't played December since I was wearing a mask and the stadiums were empty. I mean, that's a fact.
I'm
That's a
with you.
fact.
I'm with you. So your
He's
position
electric.
is.
He's explosive. He's exciting. I mean, right now he's a one-hit wonder. He had a good album a couple of years ago. The last couple albums he's put out, I'm waiting for him to, I mean, is he the Counting Crows? I don't know. I'm waiting on the next good album. You know what I mean? Really.
So I'm sitting there saying he's 75% winning during the regular season. And as you know, from our both of our Super Bowl winning years, you just got to get to the dance. You just got to get to the
I
dance.
just hate all these statistics that the wins and losses and like all that. What are you going to do next year and the year after that and the year after that? And I think this organization knows the good of Lamar and the bad of Lamar. And if they give him $148 million next week for 3 years, lock him up, he comes back, has a press conference, pretends none of this happened, that they all we love Lamar, we've always said we love Lamar. They can say that. Lamar can say my knee was swollen, that's why I wasn't in Cincinnati. Marlon Humphrey can say that's my dog, let's go, let's hunt. If okay, but then they bring Lamar back in. Is Lamar happy here? Lamar didn't. There hasn't been a moment in a long, long time that it's felt like Lamar Jackson has been happy with Baltimore, the Ravens, John Harbaugh, Steve Bisciotti, the situation, his passing game, his teammates, his health, the poor fella in Pennsylvania that just went on the internet and spoke the obvious. Like, all of this has been percolating behind closed doors. Now there's no Chad Steele stopping him from doing whatever he wants to do. There's no agent in the way. He just tweets at random. It kind of reminds me of the old president. Just tweets, shoots from the hip, right? Like, well, whatever. Can't put the toothpaste back in the toothpaste. I this is not the style of Steve Bisciotti and John Harbaugh. This is not what they want for their organization, is everything you've said. Well, he'll play for the number and he'll be pissed off for greatness and he'll. John Harbaugh's like, he's my freaking quarterback. It's in May. Where is he? We gotta
Right.
win. I'm here to win. You're here to win. You're here to win. Where's my freaking $32 million quarterback? Fair enough.
So your position is the Ravens need to move on too. The Ravens just need to say because they made no
I do that. They know 100 times more about what they don't like about him than I know. I know what I don't like watching from the outside, and.
so let's take that. They know a lot more than we know, and they made no effort except for a rumor of maybe signing Baker Mayfield, who we all know wasn't being signed to be the starting quarterback. So they put all of their eggs in the basket of either going all in on Lamar and matching whatever deal, if he gets another deal, and thinking they can smooth this over, or blowing the shit up, excuse my language, and starting all over.
Well, they're
Those are.
being held hostage by their quarterback. I can't think that that's real comfortable for Steve Bisciotti or John Harbaugh. They don't even want to answer questions from me. Why would
Right.
they want to be held hostage by this guy? Have their
Believe
franchise, like, seriously.
me, they of course don't want to be doing that.
Right.
But that doesn't take away the fact that they didn't do anything In the offseason during free agency to try to lock up a quarterback and
Because they've
say,
been held hostage by him.
yeah, I
And
hear.
part of that is the salary cap number, putting the $32 million on him, which is just costing Calais Campbell. It's probably going to cost them Marcus Peters if they wanted Marcus Peters. Maybe they're going to draft next month. But by the way, they draft 22nd. I haven't heard anybody even mention that. Jim Palmer, when you're thinking of when they draft. This time of year, I can't imagine a March where we weren't talking about who are they going to draft. That's the 15th question at this point
Can I give you
for their
one
draft.
last quick point?
Of course.
I'm looking at the highest paid, the richest NFL owners in football. And it just so happens that the second to last and the third to last wealthiest owners are the Steelers and the Bengals. I know this wasn't part of their calculus, but the Haslams may have successfully driven out of the division Lamar Jackson, and I can tell you that if Joe Burrow takes, although he'll have an agent, takes the same stance and says that I want a fully guaranteed contract, that he is not going to be a Bengal. So maybe what the Browns have done unintentionally by screwing it up for everyone else is put themselves in a position to have the best quarterback in the division in 2 years. And that would be crazy if that happened. But with
Let's
that,
not talk prosperity about the Browns. I
yeah.
mean, I don't really that's never cool in March or April. Mike Rosen, actually, it is cool because they never win in October, November, December. Mike Rosenfeld is my dude at Web Connection. He is an outsourced chief digital officer. Can help your business. We talk about it all the time. That if you need a little help on your social media, your website or your web strategy, he's the dude for you. He's our dude here as well. Maybe joining us. Are you going to see Bruce? You going to Eagles? You doing any of that or no?
Now I'm headed to Chicago next weekend to help my son move from one place to the other. I will miss it. I've seen both artists before. I actually saw the Eagles right before Glenn Frey died, so I'm glad I got that in at the arena, interestingly enough, before it was upgraded. But you enjoy, and everyone should enjoy. Go enjoy your city.
I'll be living it up at the Hotel California downtown in Baltimore. Mike Rosenfeld can be found at webconnection.com. We talk about him. He's also out on the front of baltimorepositive.com with these chats. Maryland Crab Cake Tour next week, presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. Oh, get my Window Nation floppy hat up the right way. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. We're getting into the springtime now. Crab Cake Tour, Costas on Wednesday. Friday morning, we're going to be at Fadley's. The 27th of April, we're going to be at Captain Larry's in Federal Hill, trying to put something together with our friends at Pappas as well. In mid-April, we're going to get a location on that. Might be Glen Burnie, might be Bel Air, might be Parkville, might be Cockeysville. We are very, very appreciative of all of our partners around here for making this thing awesome. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Lamar Jackson and BaltimorePositive.com.